Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis and Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis is going to be discussing a situation where a person wants to use the money of Maaser Sheni to purchase truma food. And the question is, can he use the money in Yerushalayim of Maaser Sheni to buy food that is truma? Says the Mishnah, Ein lokhin truma bekesef Maaser Sheni mipneshu mimait ba'achilaso. Say the Chacham, the Tanakam is of the opinion that a person's not allowed to buy truma with the money of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Why? Because it is limiting the amount of people who can eat it. Truma is only allowed to be eaten by Kohanim who are tohor, by Kohanim who are pure. If you're not a Kohen, you can't eat it, even if you're a Kohen. But if you're a Tameh, you can't eat truma. And therefore, says the Tanakhama, we're concerned that perhaps if we're limiting who can eat it, it's more likely to potentially be wasted. And therefore, we says the Tanakhama, you're not allowed to use the Maaser Sheni money to purchase truma, because you're basically going to allow for a situation where you're more likely to waste the Maaser Sheni. Continuing in the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon permits this, Rabbi Shimon allows you to use the Maaser Sheni money to produce truma, and that's because Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that you're allowed to do the action itself of purchasing truma with Maaser Sheni money, which is perfectly permitted, even if it might lead to wasting it ultimately. Right now, what you're doing is mutter. Right now, what you're doing is allowed. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, we're not as worried about what's going to happen later. But as the Bar Tanura points out, we possibly like the first opinion, the opinion of the Tanakhama, namely, that you're not allowed to use the Maaser Sheni money in Yerushalayim to purchase truma. But now we're going to see the opinions of both and the rationale for both opinions, as the Mishnah Amr Lehem, Rabbi Shimon said to the Chachamim, Ma im heikel b'ziv cheshlamim, if we're lenient when it comes to regular karban or shlam, with you're allowed to use the Maaser Sheni money to buy a karban shlam. Not only that, are you allowed to, but it's a praiseworthy thing, it's a good thing to use the Maaser Sheni money in Yerushalayim to buy a karban shlamim. But says the Mishnah, Shehu mevin li de pigel v'nosar v'tameh. So there are many ways that a karban shlam can become invalid, can become, you know, not good anymore. There's pigul, where you have the intention to bring it at the wrong time. There's noser, where you could leave the carbon for longer than you're supposed to have it there. There's tameh, if the carbon itself becomes tameh. In all these situations, the carbon becomes impure. So says Rabbi Shimon to the Chachamim, if we're lenient and we allow you to bring to use the Maaser Sheni money to bring a carbon shlamim, which can become disqualified in so many different ways, then lo nakel b'truma, shouldn't we be lenient when it comes to using Maaser Sheni money for truma, which can be invalidated, which become not good in much fewer ways? It's much harder to invalidate truma than it is a carbon shlamim. So says Rabbi Shimon, that's why he allows you to take Maaser Sheni money to purchase a truma. And you could eat that in Yerushalayim. A Kohen could eat that in Yerushalayim. Because based on the carbon shlam, if we allow a carbon shlam, then kal v'chomer, we would allow a person to use Maaser Sheni to purchase truma. However, Amru lo di chachavim responded to Rabbi Shimon and said, Ma im heikel b'ziv cheshlamim. Just right when it comes to shlamim, we're meikel and we allow you once again to use truma to buy the carbon shlamim, shein mutarin lazarim, that a carbon shlamim is a mutter to be eaten by a zar, by a non-kohen, by a regular person. Anyone can benefit and eat from a carbon shlamim, nakel bitruma. Should we then be makil, be lenient when it comes to truma, which is also, which is prohibited to zarim, right? The Maaser Sheni says, the Chachamim, Maaser Sheni can be used to purchase a carbon shlamim, because when it comes to a carbon shlamim, anyone could eat it, and therefore it's less likely to become wasted. But when it comes to truma, it can only be eaten by a kohen who's tahor, and therefore, says the Chachamim, and again, that's how we paskin, you're not allowed to use the money of Maaser Sheni to purchase truma. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel says, the Mishnah Misha Hayulo Ma'os B'Yerushalayim. A person has money, has coins in Yerushalayim, v'tzarech lehem, and he needs them for his own purpose, a purpose unrelated to Maaser Sheni, but these coins currently have the kedusha, the holiness, the status, the madrega of Maaser Sheni. V'lechaveiro peiros, and his friend in Yerushalayim has fruits. So what should he do? Omer lechaveir, he should say to his friend, harei hama'us ha'elu mechulalin al peiros secha. Obviously, assuming that the friend agrees, he should declare and say, these coins are now being transferred onto your fruit, and then nimtza ze'ochel peirosa b'tahara, he can then eat the peiros, the fruit, in a state of tahara, because now they have a state there, they have the status of Maaser Sheni, they have to be eaten in purity. V'halo setzarka b'maosav, then he could do whatever he wants with the coins. The coins become chulin, they become regular, they become usable for anything. And the fruits of his friend, certainly again with his permission, are now Maaser Sheni, therefore they can be eaten only in a state of tahara, only in a state of purity. However, says the Mishnah, v'lo yomar kein la'am ha'aretz. But you cannot, says the Mishnah, make this declaration if the fruit of the person that you're transferring it onto is an Amar. If he's not trusted in the realm of Trumos and Maestros and so on, we're concerned that if all of a sudden I'm declaring that now his fruit has the status of Maestro Sheni, I'm concerned that if he's an Amar, he's going to eat it in a state of Tum, in a state of impurity. And therefore, says the Mishnah, you can't be overlift naiver. You can't put a stumbling block before a blind person. You can't use your coins and then take their Maestro Sheni status and put them onto his fruit, if you have a good inkling of a thought that most likely is going to eat those fruits, those Maaser Sheni fruits, in a state of Tumah. However, says the Mishnah, Ella Bidimai, unless the fruits that we're talking about and the Maaser Sheni fruits that we're talking about are Dimai. Again, Dimai, like we learned previously, are fruits where we're unsure whether or not Maaser was separated from it. And because on a Daraisa level, there's no obligation of Maaser Sheni when it comes to Dimai, it's only rabbinic, so we're more lenient. And the Chacham and the Chazal were more a Mekel when it came to the Maaser Sheni of Dimai. They said, okay, that as long as the Am HaAretz has Demai, then in that case he can use the Maaser Sheni and he can take his coins and put the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni onto those Demai fruits, and then he can eat them as he sees fit. A quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, discussed the Machlokas regarding whether or not you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to purchase Truma food. The Chacham said you absolutely cannot, because then you're limiting who can eat it. Only a pure Kohen can eat. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, says you absolutely can, because at the end of the day, what you're doing right now, the act itself of transferring your money and using your money to buy Truma food is permissible, even though it might ultimately become wasted later. That's not your issue for now. We're going to Machlokas between the Chachamim on the one hand and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand. Rabbi Shimon's svar, his opinion was that if we're makel, if we allow you to use Maaser Sheni to produce and to purchase regular shlamim, which can be disqualified in a whole slew of ways, pigel, noser, tameh, and so on, then certainly you should be makel, you should be lenient when it comes to Truma, because there are much fewer ways for a Truma to become disqualified, and therefore he said, just like you can use Maaser Sheni to purchase Shlamim, so too, you can use Maaser Sheni to purchase Truma. However, the Chacham disagreed and said, no, that at the end of the day, when it comes to Shlamim, they can be eaten by a Zar, they can be eaten by anyone, and therefore, it's not going to be wasted, because anyone can eat the carbon Shlamim, therefore you could use Maaser Sheni to purchase the Shlamim. However, when it comes to Truma, it can only be eaten by a Kohen who's Tahor, and therefore, we're concerned it's going to be wasted. Again, we pass like the Chacham, namely, that you're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to purchase Truma. And then Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel taught us that if a person has money in Yerushalayim that he wants to use for an unrelated purpose to Maaser Sheni, but that money right now has the status of Maaser Sheni, then he could find a friend who has fruits in Yerushalayim, and he could basically transfer the Maaser Sheni status of his coins to the fruits of his friend. And he just says that these coins are transferring their holiness, their Maaser Sheni status, to your fruits. At that point, the person who has the fruits has to eat them in a state of tahara, because they have the status of Maaser Sheni, and the person who has the coins, who originally had the Maaser Sheni, can use his money as he sees fit. The mission is concluded by saying that you're not allowed to do this if the person who owns the fruit, your friend in Yerushalayim, is in a Hamaretz, because then we're concerned that perhaps he's going to use the fruit and eat the fruit in a state of Tumma, in a state of impurity, when now it has the status of Maaser Sheni. However, the Mishnah did say that if the fruit was originally Demai, we're more makel, because on the Daraisa level, you don't have to separate Maaser Sheni for Demai, and therefore, if it's Demai, you're allowed to make this transfer and declaration if to your friend's fruits, but if it's anything, any regular fruit that you're transferring your coins to, you have to make sure that he's not an Am Aretz in order to do so. Have a great day.